Officials say American forces will temporarily leave Libya, 3 days after a renewed flare-up of fighting between rival armed groups. The head of U.S. Africa Command says the security realities on the ground in Libya are growing increasingly complex and unpredictable. He did not say where U.S. forces will relocate to. Khalifa Haftar, leader of the self-styled Libyan National Army, announced Thursday his offensive on the capital city of Tripoli. A showdown between Haftar's army and the militias could plunge Libya into another cycle of violence, possibly the worst since the 2011 civil war. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he will annex Israeli settlements in the occupied West Bank if he wins another term in office. In a television interview, Netanyahu said he would extend Israeli sovereignty to settlements and would not transfer sovereignty to the Palestinians. Senior Palestinian official Saeb Erekat says Netanyahu's latest pledge and his past actions are destroying the two-state solution, and that it is the responsibility of the international community to do something about it.
This is throwing the region as a whole into the cycle of violence, counter-violence, and chaos. And this man, Mr. Netanyahu, should be held accountable to all the actions and policies that he's pursuing to destroy the two-state solution.
Organizers behind anti-government demonstrations in Sudan say security forces have killed at least five protesters in the last 24 hours. Saturday witnessed one of the largest turnouts in more than 3 months of protests, calling on President Omar al-Bashir to resign. From Washington, this is VOA News. Rwanda is commemorating the 25th anniversary of the genocide that killed about a tenth of the population. The country will mourn for 100 days, the time it took in 1994 for 800,000 Rwandans to be massacred. Most were minority Tutsis killed by ethnic Hutu extremists. President Paul Kagame, who led the rebel force that ended the genocide, says he is thankful to the Rwandan survivors of the genocide who have endured a lot.
In 1994, there was no hope, only darkness, today, light radiates from this place.
Pakistan is warning rival India is planning to launch a fresh military assault against the country. Islamabad is calling for the international community's urgent diplomatic intervention to deter New Delhi from endangering regional peace and stability. Pakistan's foreign minister says the attack could possibly take place between the 16th to the 20th of April. The warning comes amid simmering tensions since February 26th, when Indian jets crossed deep into Pakistan territory and allegedly destroyed the suspected training camp of a militant group plotting terrorism in the divided Kashmir territory. Prime Minister Theresa May has admitted that it is unlikely that Parliament will approve her Brexit withdrawal agreement a fourth time around, while pro-Brexit conservatives are showing frustration at May's decision to seek the opposition party's help. AP's Karen Chalmers has the latest.
The Prime Minister has acknowledged there is little chance of winning a new vote and warned that without help from the opposition, Brexit could slip through our fingers. But leading Conservative Brexiteer Jacob Rees-Mogg slammed May's move to include Labour in the Brexit talks and blamed her for failing to take Britain out of the EU already. With the UK once again days away from a deadline for leaving the European Union, 3 days of cross-party talks so far have ended with no agreement. Karen Chalmers, London.
A war monitor says shelling killed 13 civilians in northwest Syria today. The violence was the latest to threaten a seven-month-old truce intended to stave off a regime offensive on the region held by Syria's former al-Qaeda affiliate. Brazilian authorities say a ferry boat collided with a bridge in the Amazon region, causing part of the bridge to collapse. Local media reported that two small cars fell into the water as a result of the accident. It was not immediately clear how many people were in the cars. The state government says five crew members on the ferry survived. The bridge collapse has cut a highway to one of Brazil's busiest ports. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
This is Encounter on VOA. Here's Carol Castillo.